Unfortunately, the next week's segment wasn't recorded due to a malfunction of the tape player. Later, dear brother Gerald at the ashram read the section on the tape to try to preserve the continuity of these tapes. It's his readings which follow.
If one takes such a guru, he never has to take up the body in this world again. He on whom that guru is gracious never comes and never goes. Coming Kabir, before the incarnation, Dharan Das said, O Lord, you have satisfied me, the very fortunate one, to whom you have given your darshan. I cannot describe your greatness. I was an unconscious one whom you have awakened. I like your words, full of nectar. Hearing them, attachment and ego run away. Now please tell me the story. How did you come into this world the first time? By the orders of Satpurush, Kabir Sahib comes to awaken the souls. O Dharam Das, now that you have asked me, I will tell you the story of each age. When Satpurush ordered me, I stepped onto the earth for the Jivas. After saluting him, I started walking and came to the court of Dharam Rai. It was the first time that I had come for the souls, and on my head I had the glory of Satpurush. By the order of Satpurush, I came to the souls, and in that age my name was Achin. When I was coming, I met the unjust Dharam Rai, who fought with me. Seeing me drew near with anger and excitement, he asked me, Yogjit, why did you come here? Tell me, did you come to kill me? Tell me the words of Satpurush. Then I told him, listen, Dharam Rai, I'm going to the world for the souls. Again, I told him, listen, unjust one, you are very clever and have deceived the souls. You have made the souls forget and have continuously harassed them. You have hidden the secret of Satpurush and have manifested your own glory to the souls. You burn the souls on red-hot rock, and after burning them, you eat them. You have given so much pain to the souls. That is why Satpurush has ordered me, awakening the souls, I will take them back to Satlok and will save them from the sufferings of hell. So I'm going into the world and will send the souls to Satlok after giving them the passport. Russ had some commentary at this point. I can't recall, of course, his notes. Hearing this, Cal became horrible and tried to frighten me. And Dharam Rai said, I served him for 70 yugas, so Satpurush gave me the kingdom and this greatness. And when I did his service for 64 yugas, Satpurush gave me the 8 divisions of creation. You beat me and threw me out, so Yogjit, now I will not leave you. Then I said, listen, Dharam Rai, I am not afraid of you. I have Satpurush's light and strength in me. O Cal, I am not afraid of you. Then I did the simran of Satpurush's light and attacked the negative power with a weapon of Shabda. Right then, I looked at him. His forehead has become black. To me, the condition of Cal was that of a bird when she loses her wings. He became angry. When he couldn't do anything, he came and fell at my feet. Him. Narendran said, listen, Gyani, I am pleading with you. You are my brother, and still I oppose you. That is a mistake which I have made. I recognize you as equal to Satpurush, and I don't have any other feeling for you. You are the great, all-conscious Lord. Now stretch over me the umbrella of forgiveness. Couplet. As Satpurush gave me the kingdom, you also should give me a gift. You are the oldest of 16 sons, and are equal to Satpurush. Gyani said, listen, Raj Narendran, you are a black spot in the family. I am going to bring the souls back. I will make them firm in Satshabd and Satnam. I have come with the orders of Satpurush to liberate the souls from the ocean of life. This time, through the sound of Satpurush, I will expel you in a moment. Dharam Rai made this request. I am your servant. Don't understand me as somebody else's. Ogiani, this is my one request. Don't do anything to make me lose, as that Furush has given me the kingdom. If you also give me something, my purpose can be served. Now I will obey your words, Ogiani. You can take the source from me. But, brother, I will tell you one thing. Please accept it as true. The Jivas will not obey you. They will come to me and find your words useless. The snare in which they are entangled is very strong. I have created the Vedas, the Shastras, Simritis, and many kinds of attributes, and the daughter of Satpurush is the head of the three gods. All three of them have created many traps, and from their mouths they give out my knowledge. They make their souls worship temples, gods, and stones, and keep their minds involved in pilgrimages, fasting, japas, and tapas. All the world performs the worship of God through sacrifices. I have tied the souls in this principle. I have made austerities, sacrifices, daily rituals, rules of conduct, and many other traps. So, Gyani, if you go in the world, the souls will not obey you. Gyani said, listen, unjust one. I will cut down all the traps and release the souls by means of the satsha. I will destroy all the traps you have created. The soul who catches my shabda will become free of all your traps. When the soul recognizes my shabda, he will give up the illusion created by you and will rise above your creation. Making the souls understand the satnam and liberating them, I will take them back to Satlok. Him. I will make the souls firm in the shabda of the gracious forgiver, Satpurush. Such souls will be sahaj, pure and content. They will do the devotion of the soul, and they will be the abode of pure qualities. By doing the simran of Satpurush, they will sing the praise of the immovable Nam. I will send the souls to Satlok, keeping my foot on your head. Couplet. Burning the nectar of Nam, I will awaken the souls. O Dharmrai, listen carefully. I will humble your arrogance. By doing the practice of devotion, they will get this passport, and I will connect them with the Nam of Satpurush. The negative power can't come near such a soul, and he will bow down to them when he sees their union with Satpurush. Hearing this, Cal was afraid. Folding his hands, he made this request. O Lord, you are the gracious giver. Shower grace on me, my brother. Satpurush has cursed me so that I will devour one lakh jivas daily. If all the souls go to Satlok, then how will my hunger be satisfied? Again, Satpurush showered grace on me, and he gave me the kingdom of this world. You should also shower grace on me. Whatever I ask for, grant me that boon. Sat Yuga, Treta Yuga. In all these three yugas, just a few souls should go back. When the fourth age, the Kali Yuga, comes, then many souls may come to you. Make this promise to me, and then you can go into the world. Gyani said, O Kal, you have created deception. You have kept the jivas in suffering. I understand your request, O arrogant Cal. You have deceived me. I accept the request which you have made of me. When the fourth age, the Kali Yuga, comes, I will send my incarnation. Him. First, the eight souls of the same essence of Sukrit will come into the world. After that, the new soul will go in the home of Dharandas. For the sake of the souls, 42 incarnations of Satpurush will come in the world, establishing and teaching the path in the Kali Yuga. They will send the souls back to Satlok. Couplet. I will always be with the souls to whom they will give the passport into the Sat Shabda. And such souls will never go to Yam. Dharmrai said, O Lord, you can establish the path, liberating the souls. You can take them back to Satlok. I will bow down to the soul on whom I see your sign. I have accepted the orders of Satpurush, and now I request this of you, O Gyani. Cal tells Kabir Sahib about his 12 paths. You will establish one path and will send the souls back to Satlok. I will create 12 paths, and in your name I will teach people. I will send 12 Yamas in the world who will spread the path in your name. Mirti Adha, my messenger, will be incarnated in the house of Sukrit. First, my messenger will be born, and then your incarnation. In this way, I will delude the souls in the name of Satpurush. Souls who come on these 12 paths will come into my mouth. I am making only this request of you. Showering grace and forgiving me, please grant it. Cal asked Kabir Sahib for the boon of establishing Jagannath. When the first part of the Iron Age comes, I will take up the body of a sadhu. Then I will go to King Indradaman, bearing the name of Jagannath. The king will make my temple, which will be repeatedly destroyed by the water of the ocean. My son Vishnu, on whom the seven oceans will take revenge, will come there, so the temple won't survive. The waves of the ocean will drown it. O Gyani, do this. First go to the shore of the ocean. Seeing you, the ocean will not cover you and will recede. In this way, I will be established, and then you can send your incarnation. Then you can maintain the path in the ocean of life and can save the souls from the Naam with the Naam of Satpurush. Any soul who will come to the shore without the sign of union will not find the way out. Him. Gyani said, O Dharmrai, I understand very well what you are asking me. Maintaining the 12 paths is giving poison in place of nectar. Now I will finish you and show you my art. Cutting the bonds of Yama, I will make the souls free and send them to the plane of immortality. Couplet. I thought, the word of Satpurush cannot go astray. Those who will be firm in Satsrabd, I will make them reach home. O unjust one, I give you permission to establish 12 paths. First, your messenger will be born, and then my incarnation will take birth. I will go to the shore of the ocean, and I will see that the Jagannath is established. After that, I will maintain my path and send the souls back to Satlok. Dharmrai tries to deceive Kabir Sahib and get the secret knowledge. Dharmrai said, O Gyani, tell me the sign of union so that I may recognize the souls who bear it. I will not come near those who will show me that sign. So give me the sign of Naam, O Lord. Shower this grace on me. Gyani said, if I tell you this sign, you will become the means of suffering for the souls. I have understood your deception, Cal. You can't play this trick. Dharmrai, I'm telling you clearly, I have kept the glory of Naam hidden within me. Go away, leave those who take my Naam. If you try to stop such souls, O Cal, you won't survive. Dharmrai said, go to the world and bring the souls back with the support of Naam. I won't come near the souls who sing your praise. Putting their foot on my head, those who take refuge in you will cross the ocean of life. I was obstinate toward you. Understanding you as my father, I behave like a child. Even if a child makes 10 million mistakes, still the father does not take even one mistake to his heart. If the father turns out the son, then who will protect me? Dharmrai got up and bowed, and Gyani came to this world. Kabir said to Dharam Das, when I saw that Dharmrai was afraid, I left that place. Kabir says, O wise Dharam Das, then I came to this world. Kabir meets Brahma. I met the wise one. I told him about the Shabda. He listened with attention and asked many questions about recognizing Satpurush. Then Narendran thought, my oldest son, Brahma, is leaving me. Narendran resides in the mind within. So he changed Brahma's intellect. Brahma said, God is formless, without any qualities, and cannot be restricted. He is in the form of light and lives in the void. The Vedas describe him as a Satpurush, and I accept the Vedas. Kabir visits Vishnu. When I saw Brahma firmly believing in Kal, then from there I came to Vishnu. I told the teachings of Satpurush to Vishnu, but being controlled by Kal, he could receive my message. Vishnu said, "Who is like me? I have four substances with me, Kama, Moksha, Dhamma, Asa. I can give these to anyone I like." Gyani said, "Oh Vishnu, listen. Where do you have the moksha with you? Moksha is beyond the aksha. When you yourself are not stable, how can you make others stable? Why are you lying and singing your own praise?" Kabir said to Dharam Das, "Hearing my fearless speech, Vishnu was embarrassed, and in his heart, he became free for his own self. Then I went to the world of snakes and said to Sheshnag this, 'Nobody knows the secret of Satpurush. Everyone has taken refuge in Kal.' Then Sheshnag said, 'Oh brother, recognize the Savior. He is the only one who will save you from Yama, whom Brahma, Vishnu, and Rudra remember. Even the Vedas sing his praise. That Purush is my protector, and only he will protect you as well.' I told him, 'There's another protector. If you believe in me, I can make you meet him.' But because of his poison, Sheshnag had a sharp nature. He didn't take my words to his heart. Listen, O lucky wise Dharam Das. Then I came into the world. When I came to the mortal world, I didn't see any jiva of Satpurush, as all were wearing the garments of Yama. To whom could I have given the teachings? They were believing in him who was ruinous, and no one accepted the words of the protector. He whom they were remembering was eating them up. Then I remembered the Shabda. Being controlled by attachment, the jiva did not recognize me. In my heart, this thought came. Him. Finishing the illusion of Kal, I should show the real Kal to people. Saving the soul from Yama, I should send them to the plane of immortality. For this reason, I am wandering in this world, but no one recognizes me. All the jivas have fallen in the control of Kal, and leaving the nectar, are taking the poison." Couplet. Then I thought, "This is not the order of Satpurush. His orders are, bring back only he who recognizes and holds the Shabda with determination." Back where there was a reference to this world of snakes, and Sheshnag Rus did make note of the fact that scriptures, also other Western scriptures, have a belief in a snake-like reptilian being, just like a snake in the Garden of Eden and so forth, and also the traditions about fighting with a dragon and so forth.
That concludes this segment of The Coming of Kabir, Part 1, Before the First Incarnation.
I think we're approximately halfway through the poem, perhaps it's not quite halfway, which Kabir is describing to Dharam Das the story of his previous incarnations. Last time, 2 weeks ago, we read of his meeting with Kal, and of Kal somehow getting him to promise, as we discussed then, possibly a number of reasons, among them, one of them being this is Kal's world, and it was given to him by Satpurush. Kal getting Kabir to promise that he would not be very successful, I guess you could say, in the first three yugas, that it would be only in the Kali Yuga that the work of the masters would actually begin to happen. So in a sense, these first three incarnations are preliminary. You might say they're preludes to the main act, which takes place in the Kali Yuga. A lot of space is given to them, not so much the Sat Yuga, which is relatively short, but in the second and third ages, quite a lot of things happen due to the direct agency of Kabir. Appears in various forms and plays a part in both the events of the Ramayana and the Mahabharata. among other things. And I think what Kabir did in these early incarnations, even though strictly speaking it's preliminary, sets the stage for the effectual working of the masters in the Kali Yuga. Before we read this, I think it's important to remember what the Sat Yuga, for example, was like, insofar as we can remember that. The age itself was about 2 million years long, according to the Hindu scriptures. I think something like that, give or take a few hundred thousand years. Generally, their lifespans were 100,000 years. They lived and existed on a scale which is probably incomprehensible to us in every way. This is the other side of the coin of Kabir's promise not to take the souls back. As he explains here, it is true that those who took up the path in the Satyuga had no difficulty, whereas it was very easy. They could go home in a few seconds, is what it amounted to, because of the fact that people then were in a relatively, at least, unfallen state. They were far closer to what people were meant to be than we are today. Therefore, it came easier for them. At the same time, life under Kal in the Sat Yuga was a very different thing than it is in the Kali Yuga. In other words, the quality of life has been deteriorating steadily, according to the masters, since the day of creation. Instead of evolving, we have been involving. That is, we have been getting further and further away from that which we were meant to be. Therefore, there was less need. Suffering was less. People did not feel the separation so painfully, partly because they weren't as separated. Generally speaking, their lives were far more satisfactory to them in every way than ours probably are. So all that has to be borne in mind, and it is not perhaps entirely arbitrary. The Kali Yuga, where both the path is most needed, where the saints are most needed, and also where they're most effective. So that promise that Kal exhorted from Kabir may not be as simple as it seems. It may be a very wise thing from the point of view of the masters also. In the Sat Yuga, the incarnation of Sat Sukrit, the Satguru said, "O Dharam Das, listen about the Sat Yuga. I will tell you about the souls to whom I gave Naam. In Sat Yuga, my name was Sat Sukrit, and by the orders of Sat Purush, I awakened the souls." The story of King Dondal. I went to King Dondal and made him hear the true Shabda. He accepted my Sat Shabda, so I made him see immediately. Him, King Dondal, a saintly gentleman, caught my Shabda with determination. He took the peace-giving prasad and the water after touching it to my feet. He was overwhelmed with love. Giving up illusion, he shone. He recognized the essential Shabda and contemplated on the feet of the Master. The story of Kimsari. After awakening Dondal in Shabda, I appeared in the city of Mathura. There Kimsari came running, with many women, old people, and children. Kimsari said, "O ancient man, from where have you come?" I told him the teachings of Shabda, about Sat Purush, and about the form of Yama, because Yama is Kal as the death god, the god of death. And of course, to these people, death is far less of a immediate reality than it is to people who live 1,000th as long as they did. Hearing that, when he understood the deception of Yama, love manifested within Kimsari, making Kimsari have the darshan of Satlok. But he had one doubt. Only after seeing Satlok would he believe. So keeping his body here, I took his soul within a moment to Satlok. After showing him Satlok, I brought his soul back. After returning to his body, he repented. "O Lord, take me to that plane. Here there is too much of Kal's miseries." So I told him, "Listen to my words. Obey whatever I say. Satlok is achieved only after tikka is filled. Brother, until the tikka is filled up. Unfortunately, I am not sure at this point exactly what Tika means. I think that it means the reservoir behind the eyes. But I'm not certain. It may be on a higher plane. Until the Tika is filled up, keep your attention attached to Nam. You have seen my Lok, so give that teaching to the souls. Fruit of teaching the souls. Even if one soul comes in his refuge, such a soul is appreciated by Satpurush. If a cow, about to be eaten by a lion, is saved by some brave man, that man is praised a lot. The lion is afraid of the brave man. In the same way, the jiva is the food of cow. And if one makes even one soul determined in bhakti, he gets the fruit of saving 10 million cows. Kamsari fell at my feet and said, O Lord, save me. Shower grace on me and enlighten me so that I may not fall in the trap of Kaal again. Satsukrit said, Listen, O Kamsari, this is the country of Yama. Without Nam, the fear cannot be removed. By catching the rope of Satpurush, the soul breaks the straw traps of Yama. One who gets the gift of Satpurush's Nam does not come back in the ocean of life. Kamsari said, Give me the passport. Freeing me from Yama, make me your own. And to the other souls in my house, O Lord, give them also the gift of Nam. Please put your feet in my house and explain the message of liberation to the souls. Kabir said to Dharam Das, Then in his house, the meeting of love took place. The feet, which were full of nectar and liberation-giving, stepped in that house. Kamsari spoke to everyone, explaining, Brothers, all of you make your life successful. Kamsari said to the family, Brothers, those who want liberation of the soul, accept the Satguru Shabda. He is the only one who can save you from Yama. Believe me, this is true. Kabir said to Dharam Das, All the souls believed in him firmly, so they all came with Kamsari. They came to my feet and said, O Lord, liberate us so that Yama won't harass us and we may chase away the pain of birth after birth. When I saw the men and women so helpless, I said this to them, No one can stop those who will accept my Shabda. The suffering created by Kaal will be finished for the soul who believes in my teachings. Yamraj will not go near one who gets the passport of Satpurush's Nam. Satsukrit said to Kamsari, Bring what is needed to perform the arati so that I may finish your soul's pain, which was created by Kaal. Kamsari said, O Lord, explain to me what is needed for the arati to be performed. Kabir then spends quite a bit of time explaining to Kamsari exactly how to do the arati. Now, the arati is a ritual. It has several aspects to it. One aspect to it is that of waving lights, which is still performed in Hinduism. We saw it on the tour. We saw it in Africa, in the Hindu monastery there. I've also seen it in India. A very beautiful ceremony where lamps are waved in front of the idol, in this case. There are other parts to it too, and I think the meaning here is a little more complex than in the modern usage. Kabir is about to initiate these people. That is the golden age incarnation of Kabir, is about to initiate these people. Why is he having them perform a ritual? When this question was put to Sanchi, he simply said that when the master institutes a ritual, it often has a transcendent meaning that it then loses with the course of the passing of time, and that there is positive reason to do many rituals when they're first instituted. They're instituted with good reason. I think the scriptures and so forth are full of hundreds of examples of that a master has come, introduced something which has been useful for the souls at that time and perhaps even later to do in a physical outward way. It increased their remembrance and it increased their love. And Master Kripal, as I recall, says in morning talks that the rituals are supposed to create the love of God in us. If they really create the love of God in us, then there is some point to them. otherwise there isn't. We can think of many examples. Circumcision with Abraham, the Lord's Supper, communion with Christ, baptism with Christ, and also John the Baptist, the dancing of Maulana Rumi. In fact, things like the building of the Golden Temple at Amritsar, which was, as we heard last week, I think, built as a copy of something that exists on the inner planes. All of these things are moving into the outer sphere, placing in the outer sphere somehow something that will go to increase our remembrance. They may or may not keep that. I mean, it depends on what happens afterwards. And the fact that a ritual was instituted does not mean that it remains valid forever. But in this time, definitely at this point, at this initiation, just as Jesus apparently used baptism as an outer accompaniment of the initiation which he gave, in the same way this ritual is being used. The poem does explain the way in which some of the symbolism of the ritual worked. Listen, Kamsari, to the meaning of arati, which I will explain to you. Bring sweets, betel leaf, camphor, banana, 8 kinds of dried fruits, 5 vessels, piece of white cloth, clean leaves of a banana tree, a coconut, and a white flower, and make a white choka of sandalwood. Choka is a little platform, a wooden platform. Couplet. O Kamsari, bring all these things and perform the arati. Making the boundary with betel nut, perform the choka by means of the shabda. And bring other good pure things, the beautiful white ghee of the cow. Kabir said to Dharamdas, hearing my words, Kamsari obeyed them. Immediately he brought everything. He set up the white canopy and was determined to know how to perform the arati. With the wish of Satpurush, 5 sacred words were created. This is apparently the moment at which the custom, the institution of giving initiation via the 5 holy names was begun. At this point, it seems very explicit. With the wish of Satpurush, 5 sacred words were created. Devotion, meditation, and knowledge given by the master were also there. I sat on the choka, and in the meditation, the indestructible sound current was manifested. In the meditation, the indestructible sound of the shabda came into manifestation. No one can stop it in this world. At the appropriate time, the choka was performed, and the radiance of the indestructible light was manifested. When the choka was performed by means of the shabda, and the coconut was broken, Kal ran away. When the coconut was struck on the rock, the head of Kal was split open, and all the pains went away. Obviously, there are not the objective head of the universal Kal, but would refer to the manifestation of Kal within the individual, of course, in the form of their mind, and the subjective control that that would have over them. When the coconut broke, a fragrance came out which gave the message of Satpurush. I told them the 5 words, and at that time they got the Naam of Satpurush. Brother, for a moment, Satpurush came and sat there. All the people got up and performed the arti. Again, the arti was performed in the house. A straw was broken, and all the people drank water. First, Kamsari drank the water, and after him, the other jivas drank that with respect. Apparently, that water is a form of prasad. There's a lot left out of exactly how this was performed. Perhaps some knowledge of it was assumed, and he is explaining the inner meaning. But obviously, the inner and the outer are intermingled here in a very specific kind of way, so that whatever else was happening, it is not simply a ritual. I explained to them about dhyan. By contemplating on the Naam, their souls would be saved. I explained to them the ways of living and told them that by doing the Simran of Naam, their souls will go back home. Him. After giving the knowledge of the Satguru to 12 souls, I went to the ocean of peace. I touched the lotus feet of Satpurush, who, smiling, made me sit in his lap. In many ways, the owner of the souls asked me about my well-being and my happiness. Brother, I was happy looking at the glory of that place, which was very beautiful. Couplet, O Dharam Das, the glory of the light of the soul cannot be described. In Satlok, the light of one soul is equal to the light of 16 suns. For a few days I resided there. Then I came to see my disciples. Day and night in this world I remained secretly, and no soul recognized me. The souls whom I initiated I sent to Satlok. In Satlok they were living happily in the eternal spring of Satpurush. Only he sees this who reaches that place. He who has created this universe is saying this to awaken the souls. In the Treta Yuga, the incarnation is Manindra. Treta Yuga is the second age. In the second age, people live to be 10,000 years old, and I'm not sure of the duration of it, but there is a, just as the lifespans of the people are reduced by 10 with each succeeding yuga, there is also a mathematical progression in the reduction of the length of the age. I know that the Kali Yuga, which is will be supposedly about 400,000 years, is 1/10 of the whole, that the whole span of four yugas equals 4 million years in total. I don't know offhand, however, the lengths of the others. I think we can assume that the third age is around at least around 1 million years long. Now, one thing that I don't know for sure that the poem does not make clear, although I think we can assume it, is whether or not in the Kali Yuga, Kabir's coming resulted in the institution of many, actually many different lines of masters and a lot of other people who became what he was and gave out Naam. Whether this happened, whether the 12 souls that he took back to Satlok also initiated people in the Golden Age, I don't know. I think we can assume that it happened from the third age onward at least because of the fact that we have records, the path begins to appear in history as far back as we can trace. Kabir in the Iron Age, of course, was not born until around 1500, 1400. So that the masters who came before his Iron Age incarnation apparently can be traced back to the earlier incarnations. At least that's what I've always assumed, although the Anurag Sagar does not say it specifically. Sat Yuga passed away and Treta Yuga came into being. Bearing the name Manindra, I taught the souls. When I came to teach them, Rai, as the king of judgment or law, was afraid in his heart. He thought, taking the souls back to the court of Satpurush, he will ruin my ocean of the world. I have tried to solve this by playing tricks. Being afraid of Gyani, I can't stand before him. Gyani, of course, is Kabir, as the knower. Gyani means knower. Gyani has the glory of Satpurush with him. That is why my traps do not affect him at all. So Kal got nothing. By the glory of Naam, the souls went back to their home. Him, O Dharam Das, by the glory of Sat Naam, souls go back to their home. When the elephant looks at the lion, he becomes terrified and his heart begins to throb. The glory of the Naam of Satpurush is the lion and Kal is the elephant. The souls catching Naam reach Satlok. Accept my words as true. Couplet. Be absorbed in the Shabda of the Satguru and act according to the master's orders. Keep the attention in Naam, giving up all doership, illusions, and dictates of the mind. When Treta Yuga began, I came into this mortal world. I asked many souls, who will save you from Yama? Being controlled by illusion, the innocent soul said, our creator is the ancient Purush. Vishnu is our protector forever, and he is the one who will save us from Yama. Some looked hopefully to Mahesh, that is Shiva. Some sang of Chandi Devi, giving up their husband, that is the Satpurush, they are fascinated by Kaal. They are put again and again in the house of Karmas, and being ensnared by Kaal's traps, they are being killed by him. I thought, if I could get orders from Sutpurush, I could finish Kaal and take all the souls back. But if I use force, I would break my promise. So, teaching the souls, I will gradually take them back. The souls are serving him who is their devourer. Devourer. Unknowingly, they are going into his mouth. This is a somewhat of a doublet, if you recall, of the previous passage that took place in the inner planes when he makes the same kind of requests of Sheshnag, Brahma, Vishnu, etc. They also, in their case, they decide that they will worship Kaal no matter what. And he makes the same comment there too. Story of Vichitrabhat in Lanka. Lanka is, of course, Ceylon. And now it's officially Ceylon is now called Lanka again because of, it was its ancient name. After going in all four directions, I came to Lanka, where I met Vichitrabhat, who had faith in me. He asked me the message of liberation, and I taught him the knowledge. Hearing it, Vichitra's illusion went away. Becoming very humble, he fell at my feet and said, O Swami, take me in your refuge. You are Satpurusha's abode of happiness. Today satisfy me and protect my soul. I told him about performing the arati as I had told Kimsari. Lovingly, he brought what was needed. The arati was performed, and the sound of shabda resounded. Breaking the straw, I gave the gift to him. In his home, no one else understood me. I gave him Simran and Dhyan. I didn't hide the perfect rope from him. Him. The wife of Vichitra went to the palace and told the queen, "There is one beautiful yogi who is a great sage. I can't describe his greatness. He is white and endlessly full of the highest qualities. I have never seen anyone like him. My husband has taken refuge in him and has made his birth fruitful." The story of Mandodari. Couplet. Hearing that, Queen Mandodari, that's the queen to whom Vichitra's wife has been speaking, became restless to have darshan. Bringing her attendant with her, she came with gold and diamonds. She bowed her head to his feet. Then Maninder gave her the blessings. Mandodari said, "This is an auspicious day for me. Folding my hands, I am begging from you. I have never seen a hermit like you. Your body is pure and your clothes are also pure. In whatever way my work can be done, tell me. Forgetting about my caste and family, O Omnipotent One, make me as a woman whose husband is alive. Support me with your hand and save me from drowning in the world. Now you are very dear to me. You are gracious and my illusions have run away." Maninder said to Mandodari, "Listen, dear wife of Ravana." Mandodari, you must understand, is the wife of Ravana, who is the king of Lanka during the Treta Yuga, at least during one part of it. And this is during the time of Lord Rama. Ravana is the ten-headed demon king who kidnapped Ravana's wife a little later and instituted the whole drama of the Ramayana. So his wife, it turns out, is an initiate of Maninder. "Listen, dear wife of Ravana, by the glory of Nam, the chains of Yama are cut. You see with the sight of your knowledge. I am explaining to you about the true and the false. Sutpurush is immeasurable and immortal, and he is the unique one in the three worlds. One who remembers that Lord becomes free from coming and going. Hearing my words, her illusion disappeared, and accepting my words, love manifested in her mind. O Lord, take me in your refuge and finish my births and deaths. I gave her the initiation, connected her with the rope of Sutpurush, and gave her his signs. She was very pleased to get the rope that led to her home, as pleased as the pauper who gains much wealth. The queen bowed to my feet, and I went into the palace." The story of the wife of Vichitra. Vichitra explained to his wife and told her to take refuge and liberate herself. Vichitra's wife accepted his advice and, taking initiation, became free from illusion. Maninder goes to the palace of Ravana. Then I went to Ravana's palace and spoke to the gatekeeper. I said to him, "Bring the king to me." The gatekeeper politely answered, "King Ravana is very powerful. Because of the power of Shiva, he fears no one and doesn't believe in anyone's words. He is arrogant and his anger is limitless. If I go and tell him this, he will kill me in a moment." Maninder said to the gatekeeper, "Obey my words and go this time, and you will escape unscathed. Believe my words are true. Go bring Ravana immediately." Immediately the gatekeeper went. Folding his hands, he stood before the king and said, "One Siddha has come to me and told me to call the king." Ravana's anger at the gatekeeper. Hearing that, the king became angry and said, "Oh, gatekeeper, you are a foolish man. Who has taken your common sense so that you have come to call me? Not even the sons of Shiva can have my darshan, and you say that a beggar is calling me? Gatekeeper, listen to me. Describe the form of the Siddha. Describe what clothes he is wearing. Tell me so that I will feel I have seen him with my own eyes." The gatekeeper said, "O Ravana, his form is white. He has a white necklace and his tilak is beautiful. His beauty is as the moon. His clothes are white and everything he has is white." Mandodari, the queen, said, "O King Ravana, such is the beauty of Satpurush. If you go soon and get connected to him, your kingdom can become firm. O king, give up your name and fame. Touch his feet and bow down to him." Kabir said to Dharamdas, "Hearing that, Ravana became angry. He sounded like ghee that had been put in the fire. He got up with a sword in his hand and said, 'I'll go and cut off his head immediately. I'll kill him. His head will fall off. We'll see what that beggar can do to me.'" King Ravana came to Maninder and 70 times he attacked him with the sword he had brought. Maninder held a piece of straw as a shield, and mighty Ravana was striking against that. Him. Because the king was very proud, Maninder used the straw for a shield. He did this so that Ravana might feel shame. Mandodari said, "Listen, O king, give up the ego and be humble. Bow down to Satpurush and hold his feet so that your kingdom may remain forever." Ravana said, couplet, "I will serve Shiva, who has given me this firm kingdom. I will touch only his feet and bow down to him alone." Hearing these words, Maninder said, "O Ravana, you are very proud. You haven't realized my secret, but I will give you one sign. Ramchandra will come and kill you, and not even dogs will eat your flesh." Kabir said to Dharamdas, "I insulted Ravana, and then I started for Avadnagar." The story of Madhukar. Him. After insulting Ravana, I came to Avadnagar. On the way, I met Madhukar, the Brahmins, who had my darshan. Now, you remember what has happened. The true status of Brahmins are, according to the earlier part of the poem, is that they are cursed and they also are blessed in that they do have a very high position in this world, but their inner status is very low. However, one of the points of the poem is that the grace of God extends to everyone, even Brahmins. And so we see here that even the Brahmin can be saved. After insulting Ravana, I came to Avadnagar. On the way, I met Madhukar, the Brahmin who had my darshan. He met me by touching my feet and bowed his head to me in dependence. He requested me to come to his home. In many ways, he showed his humility. Couplet. That poor Brahmin absorbed the knowledge within and loved me very much. He accepted the nectar-like knowledge of Shabda cheerfully. I found him completely in my refuge, so I told him to realize the knowledge. I gave him the message of Satpurush, hearing which he became very happy. As the sprouts burn up without water, but flourish again when they get enough, as those sprouts become happy when they finally get soaked, in the same way, Madhukar became happy when he got Shabda. Hearing about Satpurush, he happily said, O saint, make me see Satlok. Maninder said, come, I will show you Satlok and will bring you back after making you see it. Kabir said to Dharam Das, keeping his body on earth, I took his soul and made it reach the immortal plane. Looking at the glory of Satlok, he became very happy, and then Madhukar's mind believed. Madhukar fell at my feet and said, O Lord, now my thirst is quenched. Now take me into the world again, where I will give the teaching to the Jivas. I'll proclaim the path to the souls who come to my home. Kabir said to Dharam Das, then I brought back his soul into the world, and it entered into the body for the second time. In the house of Madhukar were living 16 souls, to whom he gave the message of Satpurush. Go and catch the feet of the Perfect One. Only he will liberate you from Yama. All believed in Madhukar's words and got the passport of liberation. Madhukar said, listen to my request. Give Satlok to everybody. In this land of Yama, there is so much water to the soul. O Lord of the souls and mind, shower grace on us, O Lord, all conscious one. Hymn. This is the region of mighty Yama. He harasses all the souls. Many kinds of subterfuge are here. Death and birth prevail here. Lust, anger, and hard desire, greed and maya are very strong. They exist in the gods and sages, and they have destroyed millions of souls. Couplet. These three worlds are the region of Yama, where the Jivas never have happiness even for a moment. Remove the suffering of Kal and take us to our home. Kabir said to Dharam Das, I found him in my refuge, so I gave them initiation. 16 souls came within and were taken to Satlok. The angels of Yama stood there looking like defeated wrestlers in the arena. The souls touched the feet of Satpurush and said, you have finished our problem of birth and death. Satpurush asked them about their well-being. Dvij said, we are fine after coming here. Dharam Das, this is a very strange bani. He who manifests this hidden secret is the Jnani. The souls were drenched in the coils of immortality. Getting the immortal body, they were very happy. The radiance of the soul is equal to the light of 16 suns, and they eat only nectar. Getting immortality, their bodies were satisfied. Having the darshan of Satpurush, they became very happy. This happened in Treta Yuga. Souls were liberated by the effect of Nam. Continuing in our reading from the Anurag's Sagar, we are reading from the main section, the coming of Kabir, and we have read the accounts last week of his first two physical incarnations as Satsukrit in the first or golden age, the Satyuga, and as Maninder in the second age or Treta Yuga. And this week we will read the story of his incarnation as Karunamai in the Dvapar Yuga, or the Third Age. Coming of Karunamai in the Third Age. After the Treta Yuga came the Dvapar Yuga, and again the souls were attacked by the negative power. When the Dvapar Yuga came, Satpurush called. Satpurush said, O Jnani, go in the world soon and save the souls from Yama. Kal is giving pain to the souls. Go and cut their chains. Finish Kal and bring the souls back. Why should they go into the world again and again? Then I said these words to Satpurush. Order me, O Shabda Parvani. I'm not sure that those lines are obscure. And they're obscure. I've got 3 or 4 different versions written out here, and they're all obscure. So something to be checked out further. Said Purush, listen, O Yoga Santriyan, liberate the souls by making them realize Shabda. If this time Kal behaves unjustly, my son, chase him out with my word. The souls are entrapped in Kal's noose. Use any means, but bring them back to the supreme ecstasy. All the souls will take refuge when Kal's character becomes known to them. They don't know how to recognize good knowledge and our advice. They don't know how to look at things. Go into the world and manifest the Sahaj way there. Liberate the souls by manifesting yourself there. The souls who accept you will achieve me. Yama will not eat those who believe in you. Go and take out the souls. You have my glory on you. There is no difference between you and me. Just as the wave of water ends inert in the ocean. Those who understand you and me as two different things, Yama will make his place in their heart. Go quickly to the world and make souls cross the ocean of the world. Kabir said to Dharam Das, bowing his head, Gyani started. Of course, Gyani, which means knower, is another word that's applied to Kabir. So Kabir is speaking of himself. And with Purush's orders came into the world. When the sound of Purush started resounding in the world, O Dharam Das, evil touched my feet. Him. Coming into my refuge, Dharam Rai, which is, as we have learned many times, another name for Kal, meaning king of judgment or lord of judgment or law, questioned me in many ways. Why are you coming into the world this time? Give me some knowledge of it. I beg you, do not wake up all the world. You are my elder brother, I am your younger. I fall at your feet. Gyani said, couplet. Listen to this, O Dharam Rai. Rare are the souls who will recognize me. No one believes in Shabda, as you have deceived the soul so cleverly. Kabir said to Dharam Das, saying that, I put my feet on the mortal world and once again called out the words of the spiritual way. I left the body of Satlok and came into the human body. I came into the mortal world and called the Sat Shabda for the souls. When I came in Dvapara Yuga, I bore the name Karunamai. No one listened to my call, as they were tied by Kal in the chains of great illusion. The story of Queen Indramati. Then I came to Garagirinar, where King Chandra Vijay used to live. In his home was an intelligent queen who worshipped the sadhus, understanding their glory. Standing on the roof, she used to look for sadhus. For the darshan of saints, she was wasting away. I knew the love which the queen had, so I started on the road to her house. When the queen saw me, she said to her servant, go quickly to the road and bring the sadhu who is there. The servant came and clung to my feet and told me the words of the queen. The servant said, my queen has the desire to have your darshan and sends this message. Give me thy darshan, O Dindayal, which means one who has mercy on the poor. With your darshan, all my pain will go away. Then Gyani said these words, I don't go to the houses of kings and emperors. The work of a kingdom is to give name and fame. I am a sadhu and will not go to a king's house. The servant came back to the queen and folding her hands, she said, the sadhu doesn't come at my request. He says he doesn't go to the homes of kings and emperors. Hearing this, Indramati got up and came running to me and bowed down and saluted me. Indramati said, O Lord, shower grace on me. Now please place your feet in my house. Kabir said to Dharam Das, looking at her love, I came to her house. Then I stepped into the king's palace. As the queen had said, come to my home. Your darshan has made me happy. So, looking at her love, I went to her home. I was given a throne, and she washed my feet. She gave me a throne to sit on and washed my feet, and she gave me a towel to wipe off my feet. Again she washed my feet and drank the water. Wiping my feet, she understood her life as a blessed one. Then she asked permission for food. O Lord, make me happy. When your leftover food remains in my house, I will eat that blessed prasad. Karunamai said, listen, O Queen, I don't have any appetite, as only those who are involved with the five elements have this. My food is the nectar of Nam. Listen, O Queen, I will tell you in brief. My body is different from the bodies with elements and gunas. Elements and prakritis are the creation of Kal. Kal made 85 kinds of vital airs and made the perishable body of 5 elements. In that body, there is one original vital air, which is called the soul, Soham. The soul is of the essence of Satpurush, and Kal stops him by involving him in doubts. He has trapped the souls in many traps. Giving him greed, Kal entangled him in it. I have come into this world to liberate the souls, and I liberate those who recognize me. Dharam Rai has played such tricks. He has deceived the souls in many ways. Kal created the artificial water and air, and when they finish, the soul's condition becomes very bad. My body is different from these things, as my body is not made by Kal. Limitless Shabda is my body. Understand this. I have explained it to you in brief. Apparently, the first 3 incarnations of Kabir, in accordance again with the promise that he made Kal not to do any real work until the 4th age, that his body was not what we would call a real one, and that it was not fully, therefore, incarnated. This is not true, as we know, of his body in the Kali Yuga, in which he was fully, in every way, a human being just as we are. I don't know fully the implications of all this. What it means, his body was different in those earlier ages. There are other stories told of other masters that indicate that one of the things that the masters can do is to incarnate instantly as required, and at least implicitly, possibly explicitly, their bodies would not be then made by Kal in this way. Sanji has told one story of, I think it was Paltu Sad, who there was no living master at the time to initiate him, and so Satpurush took the form of somebody and initiated him on the spot. It was a physical body, but it was not a real one in the sense that ours are. It was made for the purpose only. Kabir said to Dharam Das, hearing these words, she became surprised. Then the queen spoke these words, O Lord, I am amazed. There is no one else of this nature. Him. Coming fully into my refuge, Indramati said, O abode of grace, shower grace on me. One by one explain to me all this mystery. There is no one equal to Vishnu, not even Munis like Mahesh and Brahma. This perishable body is made of 5 elements. The intelligent people are no exception. Couplet. O Lord, how did you become different from them? Quench my thirst, giving me your recognition. O Lord, I am surprised, as there is no one else like this. Who are you, and from where have you come? O Lord, from where did you get this weariless body? O Guru Deva, what is your name? Explain all these mysteries to me. I don't know your secrets. That's why I'm asking you in this way. Karunamai said, O Indramati, listen to the beautiful story, and I will explain to you the holy qualities. My land is different from the 3 worlds. Yama doesn't exist there. That is the land of the original person, the Adi Purush, which is a literal translation, the original person. That beautiful land is Satlok. It can be reached only after accepting the true Naam. Purusha's body is a marvelous light. The beauty of the soul is very charming there. The glory of Purusha is so much. What example can I give from this world? There is nothing in these 3 worlds which can be given as an example. The moon and sun are in this plane, and there is no other thing as radiant as they are here. In Satlok it is such that even one cell of that place can make crores of moons feel shy. When the beauty of one cell of it is such, then how can I describe the beauty of his face? The Purush is lustrous and radiant. Now I will tell you about the beauty of the souls. One soul's light is equal to the radiance of 16 suns. The souls remain satisfied there with Agarvasna. There the night never comes. There the light of Satpurusha's body always remains. What to say? There is nothing else. Blessed is the soul who reaches there. I have come from that plane. My name is Karunamai. I'll tell you the words of the home of happiness. I came in Satyuga, Treta, and now Dvapar too. In all ages I have come. Those souls who awaken, I send them to Satlok. Indramati said, O Lord, you came in other ages? What were your names in those ages? Karunamai said, In Satyuga I was called Satsukrit. In Treta my name was Manindar. In all ages I had one or another name. I sent those who recognized me to Satlok. Kabir said to Dharam Das, O Dharam Das, I explained everything to her and told her the story of the first and second ages, hearing which she became more eager and asked many other things. She asked about the beginning and end of the creation and about the character of Yama, which I explained to her. I told her how the 16 sons were born, how Kurama's stomach was torn and the goddess was created. I explained all that to her. I told her how Kal swallowed Ashtangi and then took her out, and how the earth and sky were created. I told her how the three suns turned the ocean. I told her the ways in which Kal had deceived the souls. Hearing all this, her previous illusion ran away. Becoming happy in love, she caught my feet. Impatiently, she folded both her hands and said, O Lord, save me from Yama. I sacrifice this whole kingdom to you and will give up all this wealth and property. Merciful God, take me into your refuge. Cut my chains and make me happy. Karunamai said, O Indramati, listen to my words. Surely I'll cut your chains. Recognize me and be determined in the faith. Now I'll give you the Naam, the authority. Perform Arti and take Naam, then Yama will go very far away. Recognize me and have faith in me. Take Naam and cross the ocean of life. Bring what is needed for performing Arti. I have nothing to do with your kingdom. I am not interested in wealth and property. I have come into this world to awaken souls. You have brought this wealth here. Respect the saints in a good way. All the souls are of the Lord Satpurush, but as they are compelled by attachment, they are in darkness. The essence of Satpurush resides within everyone, but it is not manifested. It remains hidden. Him. All the souls are of Satpurush, but because of attachment and illusion, they have become another's. All this is the trick of Yamraj. In the world, the snare of illusion is primary. Being controlled by Kal, souls fight with me. And being controlled by attachment, they do not recognize me. Leaving nectar, they love poison. Leaving ghee, they drink water. Couplet. Rare are the souls who recognize me after testing Shabda. They run and meet their beloved and give up the support of Kal. Hearing the words of security, Indramati spoke very sweetly. You have given happiness to me, the lonely one, and with your grace I have recognized the fathomless Lord. O Lord, now I have recognized you. Surely you are Satpurush. Satpurush, who has created the plains, has graciously showered grace on me. In my heart I believe that no one else is greater than you. Now, O Lord, tell me about Arti. Whatever is needed, tell me. Kabir said to Dharam Das, O Dharam Das, I told her as I have told Kemsari. Form Choka and get ready, then I will give you my Naam. And the queen brought what was needed, and sitting on the Choka, she became determined to accept Shabda. Of course, this was what we discussed last week about the use, the way in which the masters use ritual from time to time, and how they interweave it with the inner truth, so that it takes on a meaning far more than just physical action, and how those same rituals can become dead and useless once that charging is taken away. Then again, Yama will play another deception. I am telling you the character of that also. Playing this deception, Yama will come near you. Yama, of course, is Kal in his aspect as the god of death, the death god. I am telling you this secret too. He will disguise himself as the High Soul and will explain the knowledge to you as if he were me. He will tell you, O Queen, recognize me. My name is Gyani and I am the destroyer of Kaal. In this way, Kaal will come to deceive you, but I will tell you how to recognize him. Kaal's forehead is narrow. I am telling you about the eyes of Kaal. I have told you about the identification of Kaal. His eyes are not mine. Then the queen hurriedly came and caught my feet and requested, O Lord, take me to Satlok. This is the land of Yama. Take me to Satlok so that all my problems may come to an end. This is the place of Kaal, O Lord. Take me to the limitless plain. Then I told the queen, listen to my words attentively. Now your connection with Yama has broken, and your illusion is gone, as you have been given the knowledge. Day and night repeat the Naam of mine, and what evil can Kaal do? Keep yourself connected to Naam until your destiny is completed. Him. Day and night repeat my Naam, and you will be in remembrance whenever Kaal would deceive you. Until the destiny is settled, the destiny, of course, is the Pralabdha karma. The word is Pralabdha in the original, meaning that which we came into the world to work through. Until the destiny is settled, the soul cannot permanently go. Look at the great creation of Kaal. He comes on an elephant in this world. But looking at the tiger, the elephant becomes afraid and doesn't come before him again. Couplet. Kaal is like that elephant. The glory of Satpurush is the tiger. Always keep the shield of Naam. The sword of Kaal will not prevail against it. Indramati said, O Lord, I understand what you are saying. I take your words to my heart. I request one thing of you, O Swami, as you are the all-conscious Lord. Kaal will harass me as a snake, and then he will come in the form of a high soul. O Lord, please come again to me, and then take my soul to Satlok. Gyani said, listen, O Queen, I am telling you one thing clearly. Kaal will come with many tricks. Don't give him allegiance. Looking at me, the Kaal will run away. After him, I will come to you, and I will make your soul reach Satlok. I have given you the Shabda. Day and night, repeat it attentively. Kabir said to Dharamdas, after saying this much, I disappeared. Then Kaal came in the form of Takshak. And this is one of those things that to me is just incredibly interesting about this poem. Takshak is an ancient mythological snake who exists in the mythology of very far back. He's a real primeval evil figure. Primeval evil figure. Here he is identified as a manifestation of Kaal. This is interesting for a lot of reasons that I can't really get into, but it's a very positive identification which Kabir is making here, identifying Kaal with Takshak. Takshak came in the palace and sat on the bed of the queen. It's another one of those ancient serpents who are intelligent, conscious. Not all of them are especially evil, but basically indifferent to man, therefore can be very frightening. When half the night had passed, the queen got up after serving the king. She bowed her head to the king and came to her palace. When she lay down on the bed, the snake bit her on the forehead. Then Indramati called like this, Takshak has bitten me. Hearing this, the king was afraid and hurriedly came to her. And calling the poison removers, the king said, if you can keep my beloved alive and the poison of the Takshak goes away, I will give you a small kingdom. Him. The queen was repeating the holy Shabda and she kept her attention towards the Lord. The doctors and poison removers were dismissed, as she said, the Lord of all mankind is not far away. My Satguru has given me a mantra. The poison will not affect me, just as the darkness goes away as soon as the light of the sun comes. Couplet. She said, my master is great. She got up, seeing which the king became very happy. The Yamdut, Dut means messenger. the messenger of Yama, went to Brahma, Vishnu, and Mahesh. He said the power of the poison didn't act. It ran away because of the wall of the glory of Nam. Vishnu said, "Listen, Yamdut, make your body white. Deceive the queen and bring her. Obey my words." The messenger made his whole body white and with much enthusiasm went to the queen. He spoke these words to her. "Why have you become sad, O queen? You know me. Why have you become the one who doesn't recognize? I gave you initiation in the mantra. O queen, my name is Gyani. I will kill and smash Kaal. When Kaal came as Takshak to devour you, I came and saved you. Leave the bed and touch my feet. Give up your ego. Now I have come to take you and to give you the darshan of God." Then Indramati looked for the signs, as her lord had told her. She became surprised looking at the three lines, which were yellow, white, and red in color. These are three lines, I believe they're referred to earlier, on the forehead, which apparently are a sort of parody of the three vertical lines that the masters have. Noticing his narrow forehead, she looked at that again, and her doubts were confirmed. She said, "Dut, go back to your country, as now I have recognized your form. Even if the crow puts on a lot of makeup, how can he have the beauty of the Hansa? So I have seen your form. My master is competent." Hearing this, the messenger became angry and told Indramati, "Again and again I am explaining to you, but you don't understand. Your intellect has run away." Saying these words, he came near Indramati and slapped her. He slapped her face, and the queen fell down on the ground. Then Indramati did Simran and said, "O Master Gyani, help me. In many ways Kaal has harassed me. O Lord, cut the noose of Yama." Kabir said to Dharam Das, "I couldn't stay away after hearing her call. Listen, Dharam Das, this is my nature. When the queen called me, in one moment I was there. Seeing me, she became happy, and from her mind the fear of Kaal ran away. When I came there, Kaal went away, and the queen's body was purified." Then Indramati, folding her hands, said, "O God, listen to one request of mine. Now I have recognized the shadow of Yama, and I will not live in this country any more. O Lord, take me to my own country, as here there are many sufferings of Kaal." After saying this, she became sad and said, "Take me to the Satpurush right now." Kabir said to Dharam Das, "First of all, I took the queen with me and finished the subject of the difficult Kaal." It's again one of those couplets that's a little bit obscure. I don't quite know what it means. I think it means that he personally paid off her debts, because the next line says, "Right then her destiny karma was paid off, and then I went to Satlok, taking the queen. I took her to Mansarovar, which filled her with amazement. I made her taste the nectar from the pool of Amrit. I put her feet in the Kabir Sagar. Beyond that is the ocean of the Surat, or the attention. Reaching there, the queen became pure. When I made her stand at the door of Satlok, the queen became very happy looking at it. The souls came and embraced her, sang the welcome song, and performed the arati." This would be the most rituals, as far as I understand these things, most rituals that the masters have introduced have been, as with the golden temple at Amritsar, have been in the form of copies of something which is done on the higher planes, and they therefore carry that particular charging. And remember, too, that at this point, now very few souls in the history of the world have gone home to Satlok. We are still in the, even in the third age, there are very, very few that have recognized the truth of what the master is saying. And here also, people still, in the third age, the average lifetime, or the maximum lifetime, was 1,000 years, and people were far more what they were born to be in the sense of competence, ability, and so forth, than we are now. All the souls honored her and said, "You are a blessed soul who has realized the Satguru. It is good that you are free from the snare of Kaal, and all your pain and suffering is over. So come with us, have the darshan of Satpurush, and bow down your head to him. Indramati, come with us, and have the darshan of Satpurush. Indramati joined the other souls, and in excitement sang the happy song. All the souls are walking and praying for the darshan of Satpurush. Then I requested Satpurush, now give your darshan to the souls who have come near. Give them your darshan, Dindayal. Be gracious on them, O liberator. Then the flower bloomed, and these words were heard. Listen, O Gyani, Yog Santiyan, bring the souls and make them have darshan. Hymn. Gyani then came near the souls and took all of them. The souls became beautiful after having the darshan of Satpurush. After bowing down, all of them put their attention on Satpurush. Then he gave some fruit of nectar, which was received by all the souls. Couplet. Just as the lotus blooms after getting the light of the sun, in the same way the sufferings of the souls from ages and ages are finished after having the darshan of Satpurush. Indramati's amazement after reaching Satlok to find Karunamai and Satpurush is the same form. This is, of course, a famous story that Master Kripal Singh used to tell many times also. When the queen saw the marvelous beauty of the Satpurush and the wine of nectar, she became overwhelmed and clung to his feet, as her soul was wise and full of good qualities. He put both his hands on her soul, and she became happy as the lotus blooms in the sunlight. The queen said, "Blessed are you, O Karunamai, who brought me here after finishing my illusion." The Satpurush told the queen, "Go and call Karunamai." She came to me, and looking at my form, she, my servant, was astonished. The queen said, "This is surprising. I can't see any difference. Whatever I saw in the Satpurush, in Karunamai also, I see every single one." Running, she, the wise soul, touched the feet and said, "O Lord, now I know all your character. You are the Satpurush, and you called yourself the servant. Where did you hide this glory? In my mind, I know this for sure, that you are the Satpurush and nobody else is. I have seen this after coming here. I hail you, O competent one, who woke me up." Hymn. O abode of mercy, you are the blessed one. Your wise Naam is the remover of worries. You are indescribable, unmovable, immortal, steady, pure, glorious, and endless. You are without doubts, selfless, the support of the world, nameless, firm, and indestructible. O Lord, you are the beginning of everything and of all the creatures. Couplet. You showered grace on me and woke me up, understanding me as your own. You cut the snare of Yama, and you brought me to the ocean of happiness. Kabir said to Dharamdas, "Then the lotus closed, and the souls all went to their abodes." Gyani told the queen, "Tell me, O soul, about yourself. Now your pain and complications have finished, and your beauty has become like 16 suns. Such a grace Satpurush showered on you. He has finished your doubt and pain." Indramati's request to bring her husband, King Chandravijay, to Satlok. Folding both her hands, Indramati said, "O Lord, I have one request. I got your feet because of my good fortune, and came here and had the darshan of Satpurush. My body is now very beautiful, but within me now resides one worry. I am controlled by attachment, as the king is my husband. O husband of souls, go and bring him. Otherwise my king will go in the mouth of Kaal." Gyani said, "O clever soul, the king doesn't have the passport. Now you have got the form of Hansa. Why are you calling the king? He has not done the devotion. He has wandered in the world without the truth." Indramati said, "O Lord, living in the world, I did your devotion in many ways. The king knew my devotion, and he, the wise one, never stopped me from doing it. The nature of the world is very difficult. If, leaving the husband, the wife goes to another place, all the world calls her by obscene names
hearing which the husband kills her. The work of the king involves much name and fame, hypocrisy, anger, and cleverness. But when I used to serve the sadhus and saints, the king was not afraid of anybody. Whenever I served the saints, the king would become happy upon hearing that. If the king had not allowed me to do the devotion then, O Lord, how would my work have been done? Him. I was the beloved one of the king, and he never stopped me. Daily I served the sadhus to get the path of Shabda. If the king had forbidden me, how would I have reached your feet? I would not have got the drink of Naam, so how would my work have been done? Couplet. Great is the wise king. Bring his soul. You are the master, the abode of mercy. Please cut the bonds of the king. Kabir said to Dharam Das, hearing this, Gyani laughed, and without delay he started. Very soon he came to Gara Girnar, as the king's time of death was drawing near. He was surrounded by Yamraj, the lord of death, who was giving him much pain. The king was in deep trouble. Coming there, the Satguru called him. But Yamraj didn't leave the king. Oh, brother, this is what happens without the devotion. When the time is completed, Yama greatly troubles the soul. Quickly, I caught the hand of Chandravijay and came to Satlok. Seeing the king, the queen came near him and touched his feet. Indramati said, listen, king, recognize me. I am your wife. The king said, listen, wise soul, your beauty is like 16 moons and suns. Every single part of you is shining. How can I call you my wife? You did the devotion very well and saved me also. Hail to the master who made you determined in devotion, and with your devotion I have reached my real home. For numerous births I did good deeds, and so I obtained a wife of good karma. I kept my mind in the affairs of the kingdom and couldn't achieve the devotion of the Satguru. If you had not been my wife, I would have gone to hell. I cannot describe your qualities. Hail to the great master for such a woman as I got. As I got a wife like you, may all the world get such a wife. Kabir said to Dharam Das, hearing these words, the Gyani laughed, and then spoke to Chandravijay. Listen, king, you are a wise one. The soul who accepts my Shabda comes to the court of Satpurush and never sees the world again. The men and women who obey me take up the form of the Hansa. The king contemplated on the form and had the darshan of Satpurush, and taking on the form of the Hansa, he became very beautiful. The king got the beauty of 16 suns with the beauty of the moon's light. And that does not conclude the section on Kabir in the Dvapara Yuga as Karunamai, but it does conclude the story of Indramati. We will let it rest there. That story is, after many readings of the Anurag Sagar, has to be one of the high spots of the poem. It's been often cited by the masters. Sanchi has cited it many times as the way, one of the ways in which grace works, in which love works, in which the devotion of the true devotee has effects far beyond what they do themselves. And incidentally, by implicitly, there's a great deal to say about whether or not women can do the work of spirituality as well or better than men. In this case, there is no question as to who saved who. I will mention also, in more than one instance when I have been present, and Sanchi has been visiting homes of devout women who are initiated, whose husbands are either not on the path or who don't care much. He has more than once told the story of Indramati and how she saved her husband through her love, how she did not forget him. You'll notice that Kabir almost was testing her when he said, why do you care about him now? You're in such Khan. He hasn't done any devotion. You know, you have done the work. He has not. One wonders what would have happened if she had said, oh, yeah. But she didn't. Her recognition of the fact that, according to Indian custom, of course, he could have made things very difficult for her. And in the life of Mirabai, which is similar, very many similarities, in the Kali Yuga, we have a situation where her husband, the king, did make things extremely difficult for her because he was humiliated by her interest in sadhus and so forth.